This is Holy Land Moments with Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein, founder of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.
The struggle described in the Book of Esther between Haman, a descendant of Amalek, and Mordecai the Jew is actually part of an epic battle that began long before they were born and continues even today. You'll recall that the Amalekites were the first nation to attack the Israelites after the exodus from Egypt and parting of the Red Sea. The Israelites felt invincible. After all, they had God on their side. But the Amalekites wanted to show them and the world that there is no such thing as divine providence. Well, they were wrong. God watches over his people and helped the weaker Israelites defeat their aggressors. Of course, that didn't stop the Amalekites from trying again and again to prove that life is but chance and there is no God. The Jews, or in Hebrew, Yehudim, were the opposite. There's a word in the book of Esther that captures the essence of this battle between believers and non-believers. That word is Pur, Persian for lots, from which the holiday of Purim gets its name. When Haman chose a date for the annihilation of the Jews, he picked it at random, using a lottery. But we know from the book of Esther that nothing, not even the lottery, is chance. Every single thing happens by design, divine design. My friends, every time you acknowledge the hand of God in your life, you deliver a blow to the spirit of Amalek, and you uphold the power of faith and creation in your life. This is Rabbi Yechiel Eckstein.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Visit our website to learn more about Rabbi Eckstein's new book, Holy Songs of Israel, an educational and inspirational book about the Psalms. Just visit holylandmoments.ca.